You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the first day of October 2013. On the phone line with us now to take a look at the futures markets is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's start with the impact of the closure of the United States government starting at midnight last night. What do you suppose it will mean to the commodity markets?
Well, it means no reports for a while, and we don't know about the October report on when it's going to come out. So a little bit of uncertainty as far as that goes, and puts a lot more emphasis back on the real fundamentals of what the yields are going to be coming out of the fields over the next week. And, of course, that rain that you kept talking about is going to slow things down a little bit here, but I think all in all we're going to, you know, continue to make some pretty good progress here over the next few weeks.
We'll make good progress. Will prices continue to drift lower, or can they find some support someplace?
Well, that's the big question, Todd. I think that we will start to see some support down in here. You know, we did break through and close the November beans, the 1270 had been pretty good support up until now. We did close below it. We didn't close on the lows. We closed a nickel off the lows at 1268. So somewhere in here, where we might start to see that 50% retracement was broken, but the 66% retracement probably isn't too far away, and we probably will see a little support in that 1250 to 1255 range in that as far as the beans go. The corn, I think that if yields continue like we've been seeing them, we're probably going to test 425 sometime here, but it might not be sooner than later because we're not seeing much corn come out of farmers' hands. It seems to be only what's been sold being delivered, and the rest of it seems to be going in bins at home. So that's why we're not seeing quite as much pressure on the corn. No farmer sales.
They looked at the price and said, yeah, we'll wait it out. I suppose sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing. At the moment, the numbers are telling them to store, I guess.
Well, as you look at it, the corn, you know, we're 439 on the D, so we look out to the July, we're 466. So there is a carry there, and it does pay you to store there. As we look at the November beans, they're at, 1268. As we look out to the July, they're at 1229. That doesn't pay well.
No, not for beans, it doesn't. Hey, I have another question for you. Is the market feeling a little oversold at this time to you?
It's beginning to feel a little bit, but it's awfully hard to get too excited about buying it when we're just starting in and things seem to be going better than expected as far as the yields are going in the fields this early in harvest. It generally we don't see the bottom till at least 50% through harvest, and I think we were saying 11% and 12% this week, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not quite enough to be pushing through to the time to get excited about getting long yet.
Yeah, can we push through to the 50% level over a couple of weeks by the time we get to the October 11th report from USDA?
Released? If it doesn't rain too much, we could be a lot closer to that number than you think. These big combines, wow. I mean, we started in, it just seemed like bean harvest started over here, and I don't see many bean fields left.
And tell me about the yields in the area, because you said they're good. Did they remain good is the question.
Yes. We were looking at what would have been unbelievable-type yields had we got the August rains. We're still doing very, very good over here. I'd say that they range probably from the mid-50s to mid-60s, of course, having some fields above there and a very few below there, though, to be very honest. So, well over a 55-bushel average over in our area that right now.
As you look at the numbers across the month of October, as they may come in since we're on the first day, this is a crop insurance harvest price setting month at the moment. I guess there looks like there could be a payout.
Well, there again, there could be, but let's also remember that along with that goes the yield, and it's dollars per acre that they insured. You know, depending on where your APH is and what level you insured at, if you're getting 200 and some bushel of the acre, it maybe doesn't come quite as fast as some thought it would.
That would be true. Anything on the livestock side?
Todd, thank goodness the government decided to keep the meat inspectors there and going like that. So we're glad to see that they use a little common sense there.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
And that's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon.